Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, I bring my award-winning 13 years of podcast consulting to the microphone. We grab a random show. Unless you go out to the website, which is podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button like Scott did, and he said, hey, I want to hear your first impression of the Fire Rescue Show. And if you're like, the Fire Rescue Show, yep, it's an informative bi-weekly firefighting podcast that provides interesting fire safety tips, guest interviews with firefighters, EMS personnel, and even police officers. Check out our website at thefirerescueshow.wordpress.com. And if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please email thefirerescue@myfairpoint.net. We'll get to the episode right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And we're going to listen to the episode titled Interview with Chief Chris Whitehawk. And as the old saying goes, they're only got about seven episodes. So this is a brand new podcast, but here's what this episode sounds like.
Hey, everybody. This is Chief Chris Whitehawk from the Rockland Fire Department, and thanks for listening to the podcast.
Truck 1, truck 2, rescue 4, 181, 182, 187. Reported building fire.
Okay. In case you weren't aware that fire engines...
Welcome to the Fire Rescue Show.
Oh, that's
where
cute.
Where we discuss fire safety, fire trucks, and the equipment they carry. I'm your host, Jared, and I'm very excited because this is my fifth episode of the Fire Rescue Show, and I'm proud to announce I am having my first interview on episode, which is with the Rockland, Maine Fire Chief, Chief Chris Whitehawk. But before we jump into that,
we need a serious
pop filter.
I just wanted
to let you know that every time I have an interview, which I'll try to have one every other podcast, I am only going to be having fire news. So when I have an interview, I'll have fire news with that. But the podcasts, when I don't have an interview, I'll just be regular fire safety, the topic, and fire news.
Okay.
So with that, let's jump right into the interview.
Hey, good.
Okay, so now I have Chief Chris Whitehawk from the Rockland, Maine Fire Department on the show. Chief Whitehawk, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Jared.
So to start off, could you tell us a little background about yourself and how you got interested in firefighting?
Sure, yeah. I started working full-time here in the city in 1999. I met one of the firefighters here at a class in southern Maine, and he threw it out there that the department was hiring and asked if I was interested in applying. And so I applied and got hired and finished my college education my first couple of years while I was working here. Pretty much the rest is history for the city anyway, but I started out in a small town in western Maine called Dixfield, and I got my first experiences there and was hooked and went to college for fire science. And while I was in college, I lived in a fire station down in Windham, Maine, and got some great experience there, and some of the best times of my life was spent down at that firehouse. So I'm definitely very appreciative of what they did for me. So,
okay,
yeah, that's pretty cool. What did you do involving firefighting before you were old enough to become one?
Well, excuse me.
It's a weird question.
My family was into firefighting. I had a grandfather who was a fire chief out in western Maine in a town called Mexico. And I had a few uncles that were involved in the Mexico Fire Department. And I definitely, whenever I could, spent as much time as I could with them at the fire station. It was interesting to me to be able to go in and see how things work and see the trucks and, of course, climb on the trucks and touch everything that I could that was on a truck. But I spent a lot of time with my uncles and my grandfather. So
Oh, yeah, that's really nice.
All right.
So, switching topics a little bit.
Nice.
Since you're chief, what is the hardest part about being chief on a fire scene?
That's the question.
I would say the hardest part is not getting my hands dirty. I've always loved the hands-on part of the job and getting in there and putting fires out and pulling ceilings and looking for victims and I always felt that I was strong in those attributes and that's really what I miss the most. It's one of those things that's just kind of hard to shake. But.
All right. First of all, Jared, awesome that you've made it this far. And there's only a few things that I would change about the show. The first one is, I don't know about you, maybe it's just me. Sirens are meant to be somewhat annoying to grab your attention. Like, I would not listen to a siren to go to sleep. And so at the beginning, you had quite a bit of sirens, and I like the fire engine noises and things like that. I would just shorten that up and move your Welcome to the Fire Rescue Show kind of voice intro up a little bit and then fade all the sirens and stuff out, because I was kind of like, make it stop, Mommy, make it stop, because sirens were working. They're cutting through everything and making me want them to just stop. The other thing I would have done is I would have had the chief. He said, hey, this is Chief so-and-so, and thanks for tuning into the podcast. I would have said, no, thanks for listening to the Fire Rescue Show. This is just a branding thing. And again, it's not a big deal. It's putting icing on the cake. So instead of saying, thanks for listening to the podcast, thanks for listening to the Fire Rescue Show. I would talk to your parents about buying the website, either firerescueshow.com or thefirerescueshow.com. And then point that at your WordPress site. That would just give you a little more bit of professionalism. And then the one thing you really need to do, this is the thing that I was like, it'll sink any podcaster. Doesn't matter how much equipment you spent. You need a pop filter. And what I mean by that, I'm going to move by mine. If I come over here and say peanut butter, there we go. There's a good one. That is annoying to your audience when you have. They're called plosives. And when you say things with P's, B's, H's, things like that, and then point the microphone, my microphone right now is pointed at the corner of my mouth. So I'm actually kind of talking across it. And then a pop filter is simply a screen that goes between you and the microphone. And then my mouth is about 2 to 3 fingers away from the microphone. So I'm fairly close to it, but you don't want to talk. Like if I talk right now, I'm talking right into it. You kind of want to talk across it, and that stops those plosives from going into the microphone. And that's really what you want, because those are distracting and they just make you sound kind of unprofessional. But the beginning of the show, I thought sounded good. Your audio quality's fine, aside from the plosives. And again, for me, a little too many sirens and such at the beginning. I would have the horn, the wah-wah, couple sirens and the radio thing, and then get right to that intro. Welcome to the Such and Such Show, where we talk about such and such. And then the other thing I would do is, since you had a captain on there, I would have started. Now, you can ask him those questions about, you know, how did you get started and things like that. You can ask him those questions. I wouldn't leave those in the podcast there. I would, since you have a captain, get right there. What's the hardest part of being a captain? That was a great question. And not that I don't care about his grandpa being a firefighter and things like that. You could take those questions and move them to later in the interview, but you want to get something right out of the gate to get the, you know, I mean, why did you bring him on? You brought him on because he's a captain. And so I know a lot of people feel that, well, by doing that, you get to understand who this guy is and where he came from. And that's true. But the thing is, you don't care about somebody until they give you value. And then you want to know, well, who is this person? And so for me, I take all that kind of personal story stuff, and I'll either move it towards the end of the podcast. It's like, hey, thank you so much for that. How did you get into firefighting? At the end, because now we want to know more about this person, because wow, they just delivered great value. So that would be my other advice. And sometimes I will ask those up front just to get people used to answering questions. And then I will just flat out move them to a later part in the episode. There's no rule about changing the order of the questions. Now, obviously you can't make people say things they didn't say and take words and put them out of order. but you can rearrange the questions so that you come right out of the gate with something that's really going to people go, wow, I want to hear the rest of this. So other than that, great job. You can find him again at thefirerescueshow.wordpress.com. If you would like to have your show right here, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and you will be getting a little bit of exposure. You'll be getting a lot of my opinion, and you'll be listed on the website. So thank you so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.